In eastern Kentucky's Pike County, some residents have suffered numerous damaging flash floods. State inspectors say floods were made worse by a nearby coal mine. The damaged mine lands have not been properly reclaimed, sending water rushing onto neighboring properties. It's a common problem in coal communities, but what sets this one apart is that the coal mine is owned by the family of West Virginia's governor, Jim Justice. The Justice family companies are locked in a legal battle with Kentucky's regulators over the unreclaimed mine lands. As Sydney Bowles reports, residents are left yet again dealing with the mess.
That's the sound of a creek running where the road should be in front of Elvis and Laura Thacker's house in Pike County, Kentucky. The Thackers live about a quarter mile downhill from Bevin's Branch, a surface mine owned by the Kentucky Fuel Company, a Justice family company. On October 4th, rainfall overflowed a diversion ditch at the mine site. Torrents of water flooded down the mountain right into the Thackers' yard. The water was strong enough to uproot trees and send boulders rolling downhill. The road out of the Thackers' house completely washed away. Here's Laura Thacker.
Yeah, and this is supposed to be wide enough for him to get a vehicle and his trailers through. Well, see, it's gone now.
Elvis Thacker said he's considered giving up.
Yeah, we've thought about just moving out of here. I mean, if this is going to keep happening, it don't look like it's going to get no better.
This isn't the first time this has happened. In 2016, the Ohio Valley Resource reported that a flood at this same site caused over $100,000 of damage just to the Thackers' home. The Energy and Environment Cabinet is the agency that oversees mine reclamation in Kentucky. The cabinet issued serious violations for the flooding on October 4th. They asked Kentucky Fuel to complete reclamation work at the site in 2015. 3 years later, the work isn't done.
We are in an ongoing litigation situation with the company to abate a significant amount of high wall.
That's John Mura, a spokesperson for the Energy and Environment Cabinet. High wall is the term for high cliffs that are left over after mine operators cut into mountaintops, and operators are supposed to restore the mountain to its original shape when they're done. Mura says Justice companies have to reclaim 2.5 miles of high wall in Kentucky. As of April this year, almost half of that was at Bevin's Branch. Documents from the court case over Justice Company's failure to clean up the mine sites show that Kentucky Fuel delayed reclamation work at Bevin's Branch. In court documents, the Energy Cabinet accused Justice Companies of doing the easiest work and delaying harder reclamation jobs. As of now, Justice Companies owe Kentucky nearly $3 million in penalties for failure to clean up their mines. Lawyers for the Justice Companies say they don't intend to pay. At Bevin's Branch, the Energy Cabinet ordered Kentucky Fuel to fix the overflowed diversion ditch and clean up the damage at the Thackers property and 5 other homes downstream. Richard Getty, a lawyer for the Justice Companies, questions whether his client is to blame.
If there are problems that are our fault, we will correct them. If there are problems because of the heavy rain and an act of God that's beyond our control, that's not our responsibility.
Getty also says the justices don't intend to pay the almost $3 million that Kentucky says is owed. Getty says the justice companies inherited many of the violations from previous owners and have worked hard to bring the site into compliance.
I believe the justice company should be applauded for all of its continuous efforts.
But coal community activists are skeptical.
So reclamation is historically known as just putting lipstick on a corpse.
That's Dustin White with the Ohio Valley Environmental Coalition, an environmental advocacy group that's opposed to mountaintop removal mining. He says it's not unusual for companies to delay reclamation this way.
It's very typical for coal mines to try to delay and even, in a sense, weasel out of their reclamation responsibilities, mainly for the fact that it does cost money for them to do this.
Mira, the Energy Cabinet spokesman, says his agency hopes the justice companies take their reclamation obligations seriously. For now, the Thackers and their neighbors can only hope that Kentucky Fuel fixes the problem for good. The roads may be cleaned up, but the psychological scars remain. Laura Thacker says that with all the flooding she's seen, she has trouble sleeping when it rains. And Betty Short, who's 81, says she lives in fear too. She lives by herself in a squat brown house across the road from the flood site. Back in 2016, she broke her collarbone when she slipped in mud from the landslide.
Oh, yeah, it does make you feel angry. It does. And you're really afraid to lay down and go to sleep at night. It's like a nightmare. You're afraid what's going to happen next.
The justice companies must pay the state $1,500 per day until they finish cleaning up the spill. If the problem isn't fixed soon, they'll likely be taken to court. Again. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Sydney Bowles in Pike County, Kentucky.